We are on Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis. Let us finish the Tosfos we had started yesterday. Bim Taima im Kain Hoya Ein Itim Gavoya Yesa Michov Gimel. So Tosfos says, we had learned yesterday as follows, that the mikveh that was al Shah HaMayim was at least Chof Gimel Amis higher from the level of the Kakois HaZoret. So we figured that the Mayon that came from Ein Itim had to be Chof Gimel Amis. Taisvis had also said, because water seeks its level. So the Mayon had to be Chof Gimel Amis higher from the Kakois HaZoret also. Now, Tosfos had said that the height of a person till his shoulders is 3 amas. So Tosfos had asked Akasha, so how does one table oneself in 3 amas? So Tosfos says, because the water rises. Ve'im taima. So now Tosfos asks, it's a very difficult Tosfos to understand. Ve'im taima. Im Kain, if you'll say that the only way one can table oneself is if the water rises, Im Kain Hoya Ein Itim Gavoya Yoiser Michov Gimel. So then Ein Itim had to be taller than Chov Gimel Amis. She'im Loi Hoya Elo Chov Gimel, if Ein Itim was only Chov Gimel, Im Kain Hoyu Hamayim Yoitzin Lechutz. So then the water would go out from the mikveh. So the kasha of Tosfos is very difficult to understand. Tosfos says that Ein Itim had to be taller than Chof Gimel Amis, because if it wasn't taller than Chof Gimel Amis, so the water would go out of the mikveh. Now, why does Ein Itim have to be taller than Chof Gimel Amis? You just make the walls of the mikveh taller. You make the walls, instead of 3 amas, you make the walls 5 amas tall. So when the Kohen Gadol will go into the mikveh, he'll table himself, the water will rise and he'll be submerged completely. And the Ein Itim could be Chav Gimel Amis. What is Pshat in Tosfos Kashem? So Baruch Hashem, in the back of the Gemara, and Daf Yudzayinim at Beis, there's Hagoyis from the Teferes Lamoishe. The Teferes Lamoshe explains Tosfos Kasha as follows. Tosfos had understood that the water coming from Ein Itim goes over the doifen of the mikveh. And it goes into the mikveh. So if the doifen of the mikveh is only 3 amas tall, so then the water will go over the doifen of the mikveh. So that is, you have your Chof Gimel Amis. But if you'll have to say that the doifen had to be more than 3 amas tall, had to be 4 amas tall in order to make sure that when he goes into the mikveh, the water should not rise, should not overflow. So the doifen had to be 4 amas tall. So if the doifen had to be 4 amas tall, so then you have to say that Ein Itim was also Chof Dalet Amas from the Kakois Azor. That is Tosfos Kasha. Loi Kasha. So Tosfos says it's not a Kasha. Devade Ein Itim Lehava Elo Chof Gimel. Ein Itim was Take Chof Gimel. Aval Achakak Shal Beis HaTvile Hoya Gavoya Yoiser Mi Gimel Amis. The area in the Beis HaTvile was more than 3 amis. Is Aval Pisha Mayim Oilam Lamalk Shnichnas Lesoichoy Lehoya Yoitzin Lechutz. The mikveh was taller. So the Teferes Lamoshe says that now Tosfos is mechadish in the Teretz, that the water from Ein Itim did not come from over the Kaisel. It came, there was a nekiv in the side of the Kaisel. Ike chosam in a sefer, the Tosfos doesn't say this, but al kaponim, that's how the Teferes Lamoshe seems to say. The Siach Yitzchak seems to say a little different. The lashon of Tosfos wouldn't be too bad. That means he says the kaisel of the mikveh was taka 3 amis, but avalach kak shel beis atvile. That means from the outside it was 3 amis. So if you'll measure the height from the top of the koisel till the kakoisa azore, you would have 23 amis. But the chikak of the base atvile was, that means that from the inside it was deeper than 3 amis. Aber la chikak shel base atvile oya gavoyel chevi bi omuk yoisa mi gimel amis. So we could still understand that the water is coming through the top of the mikveh, but the inside of the mikveh had a height of more than 3 amis. It's only difficult to understand, the Gemara said that the base of the mikveh and the tikra of the shara mayim was a mashu, so how much can one dig in already in order to enlarge in the mikveh? Inami, Taisa says another teretz. Afilu im hoyu yoitzim, afilu the water came out, hoyu miyad boim acherim tachteyim, mein itim, afilu was only 3 amas tall, but whatever water fell out, new water came in. So, there's no problem. So here the Malay Rahim asks Samir de Kikash, he doesn't understand Taisa. You have to understand whatever a person has to toivel himself in an amount of mayim, which is amma al amma berum gimel amis. Now, if he goes into the mikveh and he displaces a certain amount of water, his body displaces a certain amount of water, so he's not toiveling himself in 40 saw. Whatever it is, new water is coming in, whatever is pouring out, new water is coming in. But in this receptacle, you cannot have mem saw if the water is spilling out. So what is pshat and teisvus teretz? That the Malay Royim asks. Ve'ein lahak shayis, dekivin da'oma b'chol duch denawa nukashe. De'mokeim ha'odom avirochev amet. The Gemara says in many places that a person is tall 3 amis and rochav an ame is eichi tovel bekli she'enei ela ama al ama. So how could he fit into a receptacle that's an ama al ama if he himself is a rochav ama? The amsa be amsa eichi yosef, you cannot put in a ama in the receptacle that the width of that receptacle is an ama. With his begodim, he has a reichav amma, but without the begodim, he's less than an amma. Teida, I'll prove it to you. The gabi kuchim amrinin rochboi vov tvochim. The kuchim, the kvorim, which were dug into the sides of the cave. So the reichav of the kuch was vov tvochim. Ubehem achnisin ha'orein, vahameis ba'orein. So al kochach, you see, that the Reichiv Ha'odom itself is not Vav Tvachim, it's less than Vav Tvachim. Kivin de Shishahu, the Gemara has Takashe, that the Mikveh is standing on a base that's an Amma, and the Tikra of the Sharamayim also has to be an Amma. So Memele, it comes out that the water level was at least 25 Ammas from the ground. So the Gemara answered, no, Kivin de Shishahu, since it was made out of marble, B'mashu of delay, the mazive. The base of the mikveh was a mashav. Given the mazive, the shisha daki himiyoid, leboy nami amas tikra la mashu. So the tikra of the shah hamayim also was a mashu. So therefore, both mashu being added up together will not equal to a nama. And so since it's less than a nama, we didn't speak about this goiva. Let us learn the Gemara further. The Mishnah said, "Posu sadin shel butz," and that was to altsnius to be mavdal between the goyin godol and the om. So the Mishnah was specific in mentioning what material the sadin was made out of. So it was made out of linen. Fact the Gemara maishno shel butz. Why was the sadin made out of linen? Kida Omar Rav Kahane, kidei sheyaker shavoides ayoyim bebig debuts. Now Rav Kahane was not going on our Mishnah. We'll see Tosfos has problems with this. Rav Kahane was speaking on the Mishnah that speaks about when he was. Our Mishnah is speaking about the first tvila, when the Kohen Gadol is going to toivel himself and to be loivish the big day zov. That's what our Mishnah is speaking about. The Mishnah further speaks about the second Tvila, when he was poishet, after he was poishet the Bigdei Zov, he was toivel himself to be loivish the Bigdei Lavam, the Bigdei Boots. So there it says also that the sadin that was mavdol beinu lebeinu om was a sadin shel boots. So if Kahane said over there, why is it necessary that there should be a sadin shel boots? So if Kahane said kedei sheyaker sheavoides ayoyim bebigdei boots, that the Kohen Gadol should realize that avoides ayoyim is with bigdei lavan. There Taki is going to put on bigdei lavan. So the Gemara says here also there was a sadin shel boots sheyakir sheavoides ayoyim bebigdei boots, that avoides ayoyim is bebigdei boots. Now here it's a little difficult to understand we're speaking about the first levisha. The first levisha was bigdei zov, not bigdei boots. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says sheavoides ayoyim bebigdei boots sheyesh Hayoim Olov, not that now he has to put on big day boots. Now he's putting on big day zov, but he should realize Sheyesh Hayoim Olov Avoide Shehi be big day boots. He should know now already that eventually he'll have to put on big day lovin. And why is this necessary? The Kohen Gadol, the whole year was Meshoris, which Shmeine Begod. Yesh Mehem Shel Zov. So they put up a sadni shel boots that he should remember now or be aware now that during the course of the day he'll have to put on big day boots, big day lovon, without big day zot. That's how Rashi says pshat in the Gemara. So al kaponim, the priest's sadin is not for the levisha shel achshav. The levisha shel achshav is big day zot. But it's sheyesh hayoim olov. But he should know that today, during the course of the day, he'll have to wear different types of big day kune, which he was used to wear the whole year, and that's the big day lov. Zokta isvis, kedo omar rav kahane, kedei sheyakir koyen godu, shehavoides hayoim shelbutz. So Taisvis says, lekamon, later, Gabi Hiviloi Big Day Boots, that's when Rav Kahane said it. He says, when the Mishnah says that by the second Tvila, they put a Sadin Shel Boots, so there Rav Kahane said, Rav Kahane said, why was the Sadin Shel Boots? They Sheyake Koin Godo Shavoides Hayoim Shel Boots. Taimo. Maishna da omro le milse aseife v'loi areshe. So Taisvis asks, why did Rav Kahane say his shtik teire? That means if there is a shtik teire that has to be said, if we have to explain why was the sadin shel boots, so explain it on the first Mishnah with the problem we have now. Why is it a sadin shel boots? So why didn't Rav Kahane explain the first Mishnah? He only explained the second Mishnah, and we're medame, just like Rav Kahane said by the second Mishnah, we'll say by the first Mishnah. V'nirali, ba'areshe lo'ichoshash lo'omroi. And the reshe, it wasn't necessary to explain why you need a sadin shalbutz. The pshite de tzorich hakeire, there it's poshet, you need a heker. Sheloyite, he shouldn't make a mistake. V'yilbash kol ches begodim, kiderech shu oise kol yamais hashon. He shouldn't put on now, by the first levisha, kol ches begodim, kiderech shu oise kol yamais hashon, kshu poishet bigdeichel, shu loyveish kol ches begodim. He shouldn't put on now all ches begodim, lekach pilsu bigdei boots, kidei sheyakel, Shahayim ein loy lilboish big day boots in big day zov elo bifnei atzmo. Now this is a very difficult Taisvis to understand. What is Taisvis saying? That normally the Kohen Gadol would put on ches begodim. Now the ches begodim were, from these ches begodim there were four that were big day zov. The tzitz, the choshen, the eifed, and the me'il, there was zov in them. And the other four were Bigdei Lavan. This was the normal procedure, the Avnei Tveira Shaila. About Kaponim, about Yom Kippur, he wore an Avnei Shel Lavan. So he wore four Bigdei Zov and four Bigdei Lavan. That's the Ches Begodim. That's the Shmeine Begodim. And so Taisva says, so it's Poshit, that he have to put a Savin Shel Butz now, because he might make a mistake. Shelo Yite, the Yilbash will wear all Ches Begodim. Kederu Shoaise Kol Yemais Hashane, Sheposhit Bigdei Chil, Shuloivish Kol Ches Begodim. So he'll wear four big day lovon with four big day zoh. Lekach posu big day boots kedei sheyakir shahayoyim ein leilubish big day boots and big day zoh. No, today you don't wear boots and zoh. Ela bifnei atzmon. That means you have a sadin of boots to show you, just like there was no golden decorations on the sadin shel boots, that boots is worn separately. So the Cheshek Shleimer says, he says, Sahadran the Cheshek Shleimer understand Pshat in this Taisvus. He says, from this Taisvus would seem a Pella. That a Kohen Gadol wears big days off. He only wears four big days off. And he doesn't wear big day boots. That's what Taisvus seems to say. He only wears four big days off. He says, he never saw such a thing. He never found such a thing. L'chayre, big days off means the avoider of the Tamid and the Musaf, that he wore big days of, l'chayre, he wore big days of with four big day boots. So he blies by a tzorach iyun on this taisvus. What is pshat in taisvus? The Teferis Lamoisha says pshat in taisvus. He says as follows, that the big day boots that the Kohen Gadol wore, or the big day lovon, these big day lovon were not worn together with the big day zov. That means he wore big day lovon. The Kohen Gadol had big day kuna for the whole year. The whole year big day kuna was four big day zov and four big day lovon. But this wasn't big day lovon that was used for Yom Kippur. This was big day lovon that was a set with the big day zov. That means that was the Shmeinah Begodim. Four big day lovon and four big day zov. But this was Kohen Gadol Dikib Godim. There were special big day Yom HaKippurim. That we had a Shaila V'Nicham Shom, that those Begodim is not allowed to wear anymore. There were special Yom Kippur Dikib Big Day Lovon. These Big Day Lovon, so the Kohen Gadol saw, he's putting on his Big Day Zovni, so brand new Big Day Lovon. Oh, so go and use these Big Day Lovon with the Big Day Zov. So forget, that's wrong. The special Yom Kippur, the big day lovon, had to be nilbash bifnei atzmai. These were not worn together with the big day zov. So that was the purpose of the sadin shel boots, to tell us that these boots alone, don't mix the new boots, the Yom Kippur, the kibbutz, with the big day zov. So memele, Rav Kahana, our mission is poshit. That fakert is a tzorech, kedei sheyakir, fakert, it's very misleading. He might go and wear these big day boots. So that's why you need a sadin shel boots. But, avo b'seife, shu poshit big day zov, v'yesh l'lubish begodim acherim. But in the seife, when his whole intent is to put on big day love, and salkadachim lavet zorech acherim, the vadi leyosel emita, what's the mistake now? Now he's taking off the big day zov, he says, zichne pran de yontif tike begodim, the yom kippah tike begodim. So why do you need a sadim for? Boy, salkadaitach amine, kivin de kvar pirsu pamacha, sadim shel boots, kdei sheyakeh, Sagi Bahochi, Lachitzrav Kahana Laforish, the Trey Hekeira Hava Ovdi. That there were two Hekeiras. That no, by the second Fila, there also was a Sadin Shalbutz. Zot the Mishnah Vaita. Poshat, now we're going to speak about the Tvila of the Kohen Gadol. The first Tvila before he put on the Big Day Zov. Poshat, he took off the Big Day Chil. Yorad Vitoval, he went down and tabled himself. Olo, he got out of the mikveh. Then he stopped and he dried himself. Now, the Mishnah Lamelech in Perik Beis of Hilchus Avodah Shem HaKippurim clears a shaila. Our Mishnah says, Olo v'nistapek. He got out of the mikveh and he dried himself. The Rambam says, Olo, he got out umistapek, with a mem, and he should dry himself. So the Mishnah Melech says that I would think, learning our Mishnah, I would think he dried himself. What does one do when he gets out of a mikveh? He dries himself. It's not a halacha, he has to dry himself. But from the Rambam, you see that the Rambam was geiris olo umistapeg, that he has to dry himself. So the Mishnah Melech, why do you have to dry yourself? So Mishnah Melech wants to say one of two reasons. One reason he wants to say, that could be the mikveh, I don't know how good the filter was in the mikveh in the Beis HaMikdash, some of there wasn't a filter, so there could be, there was some afreiris there, there was some sand, some hairs there. So could be that when he tabled himself, so when he got out of the water, could be there was some afreiris left on his body. So memele, so this would be a chetzitze, that is not permitted to be a chetzitze, bein the big day kunil psore, has to be al psore, that it, there shouldn't be nothing in between. So memele, so the Mishnah is telling us, no, he has to dry himself well to make sure that nothing is left on. There shouldn't be any sediment left over from the mikvah on his body. That's one tzad he wants to say. Then he wants to say, fellow, we have a pure, clean mikveh, but he tain his water is a chatzitze. The Gemara klaus a shayla in Zvachim, if avir will be a chatzitze, it seems that the big day kuna had to be flush al besaray. So memele, he says, if there'll be water on his boso, so this water will be a chitzitza between the big day kahuna and his body. So memele, there's a din olo umistapek, that he has to dry himself in order to make sure there shouldn't be a chitzitza of mine. That's what the Mishnah Melech says. With this Mishnah Melech, the Shari Tshuva, in the Rechaim Simen Chav Zayin Siv Koton Vov, brings down a Birke Yosef. The Birke Yosef says, on the Shloa Kodesh says, there the Machaber says that by Levishas Tvilin, by Levishas Tvilin, there shouldn't be a davar that's choitzitz between the Tvilin and the Boso. Say by the Tvilin Shel Rosh, by the Tvilin Shel Yad. So the Shloa Kodesh says, so if there shouldn't be a chetzitza, one should make sure to wash the mokim of the Tvilin. Others explain why do you have to wash the mokim. So others explain the Shloa Kodesh was speaking about Yidin who used to say tikkun chatzos and used to put eifer on their head, b'shas they said tikkun chatzos. So male, now they're going to put tefillin in the morning on their head. There's going to be a chatzitza. The eifer will be a chatzitza. So you should wash. They should wash that mokim. There shouldn't be a chatzitza. So the Birke Yosef, very good. You should wash it, but you have to make sure it's dry also. Because if it won't be dry, so the lachluchi shel mayim will be a chatzitza between the tefillin and the boso. Say by the tefillin shel roish and by the tefillin shel yad, and the massive kolamachna speaks about those who go to the mikveh before the davening and their hair is still wet. They have a problem of chetzitzin. Of al kaponim, that is what the Mishnah is telling us, the way the Mishnah Melech says, olo umistapek, that's the Loshon HaRambam, that when he leaves the mikveh, he should dry himself. A view loy, no, but just let's be messiah. The Mishnah Melech has a problem. The problem is there's a Mishnah in Tomid. The Mishnah in Tomid says that the Mishnah starts off if a kohen became a balkeri, so he wasn't able to do the avodah. So the Mishnah says in Tomid that he went to the mikveh, olav in his tapeg. So there, it also says olav in his tapeg. There, lechayre, he's putting on big day chayil. There's no din chitzitz over there. So there he wants to say there it could be it's urche de milse. But the Tiferes Yisrael Mishnayis wants to say maybe there was also a halacha. He was a tvul yoim, so maybe the water got a din of a shlishi letume, and he's walking around in the Beis Hamikdash. He might be metame thing, so therefore there was a halacha. He should dry himself from the water. Hey, viu loy big days off. They brought him now big days off. The lovash, he put on the big days off. The kiddush yodov veraglov, and he made kiddush yodayim veraglayim. Hey, viu loy esatomit koltzoy. So we'll see. He didn't make a complete shchita. He made a kosher shchita. He shechted roiv simonim. Umireik achar shchita al yodei. And then there was someone else who was goymer the shchita. He did not have time to be goymer the shchita because he had to make kabbalah sadam. Yom HaKippurim, the avoide is mutan the kohen godel. So if he'd be goymer the shchita, a chelik of the dam would be drip on the floor already. So Yena was goymer the shchita and kibel as sadam. He was mekabel the dam. Bizolkoi, and then he was Zayrik the dam on the Mizbeach. This is the dam of the Kolben Tomit. After the Zrike, Nichnas Lahaktir Ktoiresh Shel Shacher. Now he went into the Heichel to be Makta Ktoiresh Shel Shacher, Ulaheite Vesaneres. Now, I saw on the Flamedom at Bey, Zaha Ore from the Svas Emes. We had learned before, Ben Zoyme made a Kal V'Chaymeh, why do you need Tefillah? So he made a Kal V'Chaymeh from the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol goes Mimokim L'Mokim, Mokim Shechayev B'Koros, L'Mokim Shechayev B'Koros, and then he needs Tefillah, so L'Chayre, everyone that goes Mimokim L'Mokim, a person comes Mimokim Chayel, L'Mokim Kodesh, Avada Givis, he should need Tefillah. Fine. But it seems, the way Rashi says, Pshatnam Ben Zoyme, that the mechayiv of tefillahs, you are changing your mekaymish, you're going from one mokim mekudish to a different mokim mekudish. So there's a din, you need tefillah before this transition. So lechayre, it's very shver. Here he was in the Azore, he shechted the tomit, he's wazayrik the dama tomit, now he's going into the heichel to make haktore. So it's going mimokim lemokim, this is two different mekaymish. And here he doesn't need tefillah. It's a ha'ore. The Svasemus will say, maybe according to Ben Zayim, you do need tefillah, but it's very shvel the Mishnah. I mean, the Mishnah would have mentioned such a thing. But it's a tefillah d'oraisa. The Mishnah should have mentioned such a thing. Anyway, now, lahakriv esaroish, now he went back into the Azore. And he was makriv the roish ve'esa ivorim. The Talmud is on oilo. So now he was makriv and maktir the roish of the Talmud and the ivorim. Ve'esa chavitim and the mincha of the kohen gadol ve'esa chavitim ve'esa yayin t'nisochim. Now the Gemara explains, which is meduik in the Lashna Mishnah, k'toyre shel shacher hoysa kreve bein dam le'ivorim. The k'toyre shel shacher and the heichol, they were makriv between the zrikas hadam and the k'toras ivorim. In between it was makter the k'toyre shel bein arbayim, the k'toyres of bein arbayim bein ivorim le'nesochim. That was after the k'toras ivorim. Before the Nesochim, they made the Haktor, the Ktoiris. Im hoya koin godel zokain oi istinis, if the koin godel was old, or he was a mafunik, and it was very difficult for him to toivel himself in a freezing mikveh, is mechamin loi chamin, so they warmed up chamin from him, erev yom HaKippurim, umatilin lesoi chatzainon, and they poured this into the cold water in Yom Kippur, Kadesha Tofik Tsinoson, to take away the chills of the water. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Vinistapeg, Misatev Baluntis, he wrapped himself up with a towel, Shel Beged, Lispoig to absorb Mayim Sha'al Besorei, Vinistapeg, Viniskanach. Now, Lule de Mistafina, I would say, what's the Kefal Loshen of Rashi, Venistapeg, Veniskanach? I want to say, these are the two Inyonim that the Mishnah Melech said. The Mishnah Melech mentioned two Chatzitzes, that the water is a Chatzitze, and if there's any, residue from the, or sediment from the mikveh, the mikveh wasn't too clean, there was some Afkurias. So he mentioned two Chatzitzes there. The water could be a Chatzitze, and some dirt that's left over in the mikveh could be a Chatzitze. So Lule de Mistafina, I would say that Rashi says, Viniztapeg, Viniskanach, he absorbed the water, Viniskanach, and he cleaned himself. That was from if there was any chatzitzes. Rav Tov Yama wanted to say, it could be this is true, that could be there's a new Dibra Maschal over here. Rashi is translating, what is the Taich Viniztapeg, Viniskanach? because it sees in other places that the Baal Tanuga Mishnah is like it says like that. Nistapik, Niskanach, that's the Taish. But if it's not a Nudi Baramasl, that could be, the Hemshech would be very good. V'kideish yodov v'raglov min hakir. Kidiyalef lekamot. Now, this Rashi is also a very debatable Rashi. The Mishnah Vayter on Daf Mem Gimel Omed Beis says that Machlekes Tanoim, what the Mishnah says as follows: B'chol Yoim Koyin Godol Mekadish Yodov Beraglov Min Hakir. Ayoim Min Hakitain Shalzot. Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is Makadosh Yodo from Akitin Shalzov. This Kitin Shalzov was a Klishoris, and he was Makadosh with Akitin Shalzov. Rabbi Yudoim, Eloilom Kohen Gadol Makadosh Yodo Veraglov and Akitin Shalzov. He says, not only Yom Kippur, every day, never did the void, was Makadosh Bekitin Shalzov. Al Kolponim. It says klar in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol was Makadosh Yodo Bekitin Shalzov. Either Yom Kippur only or every day, and here Rashi says, "V'kidush yodav v'raglov minakiyah." He washed his hands minakiyah. So the Tosfos Yontov asks this on Rashi. So the Menachem Eishiv Nefesh brings a Yerushalmi Vayter Taka in Torah Bekalfi. The Bemeson is a Machloikis Amiroim about the first kiddush. If the first kiddush was Bekir, Davke, or it was Aide Kitin Shozo. And we could understand, because Bemison, there were two Inyone Kiddush, Yodayim Veraglayim, by in Yom Kippur. The din is, before any Avoida was done, you needed Kiddush Yodayim Veraglayim. That's the Aloche. We learned before that, if a Kohen does the Avodah without Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, it's a Avodosei Psula. It's a Posel Avodah. There was also a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for the Chlifus Begodim. In Beged LeBeged, there was also two Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Yeah, there was one Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. But Al Kaponim, there was a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim the Chlifus Begodim was Machayev Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So could be, not going into the Oymek Advorim, but the Rashi held, or it could be this is the Svar of that Amoire, that the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim that is needed for the Avoide, that we learn out from a Pasuk, V'Rochatz Mimeno Aron Avonov, that the Kohen Gadol, and this Kiddush is V'Rochatz Mimeno, the Gemara Tzvachim Mizamiyat Mimeno, that it has to be taka the Kiddush for the Avoide, that has to be minakir. Then there's, the Gemara says there's a ribu yirchatsu, that you could use other kelim also. That lemaise, according to the Tanakame, could be the Tanakame held, the Rashi is going according to Tanakame, that for the other kiddushim they used a kita in shalzot. But the first kiddush, they used the kiyotak. That's what Rashi says here. The kiddush yodav araglov min hakir, kidiyalov lakamon, שצורך לכל חליפויס בגדי היום קידוש לפשיטה וקידוש לובישה, ותפילו ראשוני זו שהפשיטו של בגדי חיר, שהפשיטה של בגדי חיר, לילה יוצח לקדש על הפשיטה. Rashi seems to mention the קידוש על תחלופס בגודם. כל צוי מפורש בגמורה, ומירק אחר, V'gomar koyen achar shchite. Now here is also an interesting Rashi. We're speaking about the gmar hashchite. So first of all, if you hold that you need avodas kohen gadol, so everyone is azor legabi a kohen gadol. Now pshat is that the roiv of the simonim on nishchatz otz kosher shchite. So the gmar, you don't need a kohen gadol. If you don't need a kohen gadol, you don't need l'cheira kohen hedyot either. This is not shchita. This is the gmar. The shchita is shenigmar. So it's very difficult where Rashi got this v'gomar. The Mishnah says omirik acher. The Rambam also brings down someone else's goyimer. Rashi says v'gomar kohen acher. that the Gemar has to be al yidei a Kohen. You have to understand what the Svar is, if it's not a Kohen Gadol, but a Kohen Yo, Shechita Ksheir Bezor, it's very difficult. Why Rashi said this has to be al yidei Kohen? Lefishen Kabbalah said, so why did we want to make sure that someone else should be going with the Shechita? Lefishen Kabbalah said, I'm Ksheiro, ala be Kohen Gadol. V'tzorich l'mayr l'kabel. So he has to now go and be mekabel. So memela, so therefore he was unable to be goymer the shchita. Now, Kayin Acher was goymer the shchita. Al yodai b'shviloi. He was goymer b'shviloi. K'me koitz it's odom ha'yitay atzmai. So it's a loshen b'shvil atzmai. Inami al yodai loshen acher. Afterwards. Afterwards, Pliny was marzik to chayme. K'toyre shal shacha hoysa kreivo b'gmore meforish. Mechamin loy chamin mi be'erev yoyim ha-kippurim. U'matilin b'yoyim ha-kippurim. Rashi wants to say, don't learn the Mishnah together. Mechamin loy chamin u'matilin. It was two different zmanim. Mechamin erev yoyim kippurim, the matil b'yoyim ha-kippurim. L'soich kak binyin beis tfilosoi. Shetofig lohomer miyad tzinosoi b'miktas. To take away a little bit of the cold. Lohomer miyad tzinosoi b'miktas. K'moi v'yofig liboi mefigin taimon v'reichoi loinoma metageminan v'reichoi loipog. So, lohofik tzinosoi means that you're not taking away, that's how Rashi explains, you're not taking away the complete coldness. There is still, when one enters, one can start shivering, it was still cold, but it wasn't biting cold. Lohofer tzinosoi b'miktas. I wasn't sure if what I'm saying now is emes or not. But, perhaps it's emes. The Gemara says in Shabbos that Mem Amad Aleph that Chazal made a gzeire that rechitze the Chazal asked rechitze bechamin. One is not permitted to wash himself with hot water. And in the sugi in Shabbos that Mem Amad Beis. Would seem hot water is lav dafka hot water. Poishrin is also osa. Warm water is also osa. Rechitze be poishrin is osa. Yisoid aleph. Yisoid beis. What is poishrin? So they bring down. It's negayah the 9 days. Also, a poishrin means that one enjoys the warmth of the water. If the warm water is added, but it is still uncomfortable. That means one still feels cold, but it's not biting cold. So that's called tzainon. That's not called poishrin. Poishrin means that it's warm and one enjoys the warmth. Yisoid aleph. Yisoid beis, there's a big machlokes ha-poiskim. When Chazal asad rechitze, if a tvilas mitzvah goes also into the isa rechitze bechamin. Others hold that tefillah is also osa. When Chazal asked rechitza bechamin, that wasn't dafka if he wants to be reichitz himself l'shem rechitza, l'shem tefillah is also osa. There's a Kolman Asanel that says that the tefillah shal mitzvah never went into the isa rechitza. So we have a machloikis if tefillah bepoishchen or tefillah bechamin is mutter. Yisayid number two. So I wanted to say. So could be that that what the Mishnah's medai kadesh shatofig tzinoson, that the accomplishment of the chamim was, as she says, tzinosoi b'miktas. It only took away part of the cold. It did not take away the whole coldness, and could be this was for this purpose. If you learn not like the Kolban Nisanel. You learn like a Kalta Litvak learns, some emela, so it had to be a cold mikveh. Some emela, so it's only lahofik tzinosoi b'miktas. But I'm not sure if the gzeire of chitza b'chamim was bizman habayis. That's I'm not sure. There's a Taisvus Yishonim in Shabbos that Lametes Amet Beis, the Taisus says that the Gzeira was a Gzeira Kduma. It was an old Gzeira. That means, Moes Akasha and the Mishneh, so Taisus, maybe they didn't make the Gzeira yet. No, it was a Gzeira Kduma, Taisus Shishonim says. But if it was Bizman Abayis, Beisach Nisht. But if we will say that it was Bizman Abayis, and if we will say not like the Kolben Nisano, so we would understand that the Diyak Loshon HaMishneh Kedei SheTofik Tzinoson, they could have added more water. Why do you have to, if you have a Kohen Gadol Azokin and he's an Istanis, make it a little warmer. There's no Bishul over him. So it could be out the Gzeira of Rechitze, if it was applicable then, that's why they didn't want to make it warmer. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Amru Rabbonon Kameida Rav Pope, Ho de Loike Rav Meir. The Rabbonon said that our Mishnah is not like Rav Meir. The I Rav Meir, if our Mishnah would be going according to Rav Meir, Kivin the Omar Trei Kiddushi Halavisha Ovid Luhu. Since Rav Meir holds, we'll see soon in Rashi what this means, that you have to make two Kiddushim for the Levisha. Ochinami Le'eve Trei Kiddushi Halavisha. So in our Mishnah should also make two Kiddushim Halavisha. Let us see Rashi. Rabbonon Talmidei de Rav Papa Omru Kach Lefona. The Talmidim of Rav Papa told us, Estra Pope, Chomas Nisen, the Loisnan Bo Shnei Kiddushim Bitvilo Rishoine, the whole, by us it says, what did he do? Rustoval, Lovash, Vikidesh. There was only one Kiddush over here. One Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, Loisnan Bo Shnei Kiddushim Bitvilo Rishoine, the Loike Rab Meir, the polig b'masnisin b'tvilo shniya ad rabbonim. We have a Mishnah further that speaks about the second tvila. When the Kohen Gadol took off the big day zov, he put on the big day lov. Shohoyu makdimin kiddush lipshite. The rabbonim said, the seder is, first you're makadish, then yod v'raglov, then you're poishet the big day zov, then you're toivul, then you put on the big day lovon, and then you're mekadesh again. The who and Rav Meir's higdim pshite lekiddush. Rav Meir says no. First you take off the big day zohov, then you're mekadesh yodo veraglo, then you toivul yourself, and then you put on the big day lovon, and then you're mekadesh again. This not. Rav Meir Omer, Poshat V'Kiddush. So now we have here a Machloikis Tanoim, Rav Meir and the Rabbonon, when was the Kiddush done? Was it done before the Pshitis, Big Days of, or after the Pshitis, Big Days of? So the Talmidim of Rav Papa understood, the Machloikis he did it before or after, but what's the Machloikis? So Machloikis, Talom Desha Machloikis, why do you need the first Kiddush? So the Rabbonon hold, you need the first Kiddush to make the Maise Pshita. Forget that the Pshita's Yodav is Mechayiv HaKiddush. Levisha's Begodav is also Mechayiv HaKiddush, but there's two Mechayivin over here. So before the Pshita, you're Mechadish Yodav, and after the Levisha, you're also Mechadish Yodav. That's what the Rabbonon hold. Rav Meir says, first you're Poshit Begodav, and then you're Mekadosh. So why are you Mekadosh now? That's not for the previous Pshita. It's done with. He's not wearing the Begodav anymore. So Al Kolchoch, Rav Meir holds that you need two Kiddushim for the new Levisha. That first you're Poshit Begodav. Now I have to prepare myself for the new Levisha, the Levisha of the Big Day Lovin. So it's Kiddush, Tova, Lovash, V'Kiddush. So Rav Meir holds that the two Kiddushim, which are by every achlofe, it's the tzairich of the Kiddush is for the new Levisha. Rav Meir Omer Poshet V'Kiddush. Shaminim Nei Desvirele, the Shnei Kiddushim Shutzach HaKosu, Vein Beged LeBeged K'diyalof LeKamon, Tavayu Mishum Levishas B'Godim HaMischalfim Tachas HaRishonim. Both of them are needed for the new B'Godim.
Pekomri, so maybe the Talmidim of Rapope told Rapope, if according to Rameya, the reason you need two Kiddushim is for the new Begodim. So in our Mishnah, when he took off the Big Day Choyl and he put on the Big Day Zov, so why don't you need two Kiddushim? You need the Kiddushim up for the new Begodim. He's putting on our Big Day Zov, so you should need two Kiddushim. Is Masnisim Lav Kavdechvos Eisnan, so Zaraya Mishnah is not like Rameya. Dir ab meye bet filo rishoyn in ami ni boy trei kedushi do big day kaydish u bol hil bish is going to put on a big day kaydish so zaraya mishnah is going according to the rabbonim according to the rabbonim the kiddush is before the pshita so my mele since he's being pashed the big day chayil there's no din kiddush on am pshita's big day chayil but according to rab meye the kiddush is on the levish's big day kaydish so he should have made a kiddush after the pshita's big day chayil. Omaluhu Rav Pope. So Rav Pope told his Talmidim, he's in Zer Feine Lomdim, oh, but you're making a toy. Bein le Rabbonon, bein le Rav Meir. Say according to Rabbonon, say according to Rav Meir, the two Kiddushim is Chad Apshite, the Big Day Kodesh, the Chad Alevishe. Both hold that one Kiddush is on the, as on the Pshite, one Kiddush is on the Levishe. The machloikis is as follows. The pasuk says, uposhat v'rochatz v'rochatz v'lovash. It says, uposhat v'rochatz v'rochatz v'lovash. That we learn that there's a din kiddush by pshite and kiddush by levisha. Rameyer sovel makish pshite l'levisha. We're makish pshite l'levisha. Ma levisha loivish vachekach mekadesh. That we'll see later. There's a limud on this, that the kiddush of levisha is after the levisha. Af pshite poishet vachekach mekadesh. Af pshite it's also it's poishet vachekach mekadesh. So what did Rameya say? Rameya said we have a hekesh. Why do you need kiddush after the levisha? Because the levisha is a mechayev of kiddush. The Kiddush is a tofel to the Levisha. After you make the Levisha, that's Mechayiv and Kiddush. So Memela, we make a Hekesh, Uposhat Velova, so the Pshita is also a Mechayiv of Kiddush. So first you make a Pshita, and then you make Kaddish. We're Makish Pshita to Levisha. Ma Levisha Loivish Vachakach Mekaddish, and the Levisha is Mechayiv the Kiddush. A Pshita Peshit Vachakach Mekaddish. The Rabbonon Sovri, Makish Pshita Lilavisha. And also the Hekish Pshita Lilavisha. Ma Levisha Kshuhu Lovush Mekadish. Af Pshita Kshuhu Lovush Mekadish. But the Hekish is differently. The Hekish is, in what matzev is the Koyin Bishas Kiddush? Just like by Levisha. The matzav of the kohen is he's a melubish b'shas kiddush. So the mechayev of pshite, sure pshite is a mechayev. But we have to learn out that the oifen hakiddush should be dumier than the oifen hakiddush by levisha. And by levisha he's making a kiddush when he's melubish b'godim. So by pshite he's making a kiddush also when he's melubish b'begodim. So therefore it comes out that the kiddush has to be before the pshite. That is what the chachamim say. Agavuche comes out according to the Ramei and to the Taisa Shishonim is meiridus, the Ritva is meiridus. According to Ramei was meiridik modne. The kiddush had to be in the Azore. And the kiddush was in the Azore and the kiddush was after pshite. So he was orum. So the Taisi Shonu says that he covered himself with something. But Al Kaponim, according to Rab Meir, the Kiddush after the Pshita was a Kiddush Keshehu Orum. So the Chum say Fakert, that is Pshat in the Hekish. The Hekish is to tell us how the Kohen Gadol has to look, what his Matzav has to be, Bishas Kiddush, just like by Velovash. He's Melubish Bishas the Kiddush, so the same thing by Poshat, he's also Melubish Bishas the Kiddush, so therefore the Kiddush has to be before the Pshita. Let us see Rashi. So, Chad HaPshita, So what did Rav Papa tell us, Talmidim? Rav Papa told us, Talmidim, he says, you misunderstand Rav Meir. Rav Meir also holds that one Kiddush is for the Pshita and one Kiddush is for the Levisha. Not you need two Kiddushim for the Levisha. So the Shaila is, when this Kiddush is, before the Pshita or after the Pshita? Chad HaPshita, V'Hilkach. So therefore, Hochet the Pshita the Big Day Chayli. So Rav Papa told us, Talmidim, since this is a Pshita Big Day Chayli, boy Kiddush, then you don't need a Kiddush. Now he said the Kiddush is after the Pshita, not because he holds that the Kiddush is for the new Levisha, but it's a Kiddush for the Pshita. But the Shaila is, when is this Kiddush done? Before the Pshita or after the Pshita? Poshat v'rochatz v'rochatz v'lovash. Poshat is big day habod ashalovash. That's one pasuk. V'somach lay v'rochatz is besori b'mayim b'mokim kodesh. Then it says v'lovash is begoda. V'hitel akosav rechitze b'em pshita l'levishe. V'ay v'rochatz tashini l'lekam olinye Kiddush. It doesn't mean tvila means Kiddush. Afine minei trei kiddushi, de shodinen verochatz ave posha, the pshita needs a rechitze, ave lovash, and the levisha needs a kiddush. Kiluksi verochatz trei zimni. Rabbe yesove makish kiddush pshita, makish the kiddush of the pshita le kiddush a levisha, ma levisha loy vishvach hakach mekadish, takel the levish is mechayiv kiddush. So the pshit is machay of the kiddush. So my mailer, so the kiddush is after the pshit. Verabonon sovrim. Ma levishik shuhu lovush mekadesh. What was the matzav of the koyim bishas kiddush? He was a kiddush when he was malubish. So the Kiddush, the Pshit is Mechayim, Kshulovish Begodim, Kshubolib Shoyt Mekadish, V'achar Kach Poshit. So Memele, so the Rapope told his Talmidim, is then Taina Lomdim, but the Lamb Kumi Pshat, you learned that the Lomdus of Rameyo was, that since the Kiddush is after the Pshit, it's a Kiddush for the next Levisha. So therefore you held that therefore by the first Levisha there should also be two Kiddushim. And the Mishnah is not going according to Rameya Nechtikitok. No. Both of them hold the Kiddush is for the Pshit. Now the Shaila is, if you make after the Pshit or before the Pshit. Amru lei Rabbonon le Rav Papa. So the Rabbonon told Rav Papa, Rebbe, and Shuldik, but you're making a mistake. Umimotzis Amre Tochi, how could you say that the Lomdus of Rav Meir is that the Kiddush is for the Pshita? Vasanya, we learned a Barais as follows. On the first Levisha, we learned a Barais as follows. Polsu Sadin Shel Butz Beine Lebeinom, Poshat Viyorad, V'toval, Olav Nistapek, Evila Big Deizov, V'lovash, V'kidesh Yoda V'ragla. That's our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Poshat, V'kidesh Yoda V'ragla, V'yorad, V'toval, Olav Nistapek, Evila Big Deizov, V'lovash, V'kidesh Yoda V'ragla. Rebbe, so we see close that Rameya is Choylik in our Mishnah, and our Lomdus was correct. The Lomdus of Rav Meir is taka that you need two Kiddushim for the second Levisha, not for the Pshita. So Memele, and therefore the Baraisa taka says Rav Meir holds that by the first Levisha you made two Kiddushim. Omar Lehu, so he says, Itanya, Tanya. Listen, if you have a Baraisa, I thought you were just working with Lomdus. So with your Lomdus, Menachichat HaLamdum, I said a Fakelta Lomdus, that Rav Meir is also made to the Chachamim. If you bring me enough in the Baraisa, so you're right, a guten Tag. There's nothing what to answer you. Zot Rashi, imimotzes amret, doloi matzrach Rav Meir atvilo rishoyne trei kedushi. Vosanye, let us see the Bach. Vosanye, Vigabi tvilo, vigabi tvilo rishoino, tanya, midle matzore, this is vigabi tvilo rishoino sanya. This b'raisa is speaking about the first tvilo. Bully the matzore le rabbonon alachat kiddush. Shakoch is speaking about the first tvilo. Ala taime de ramei mishum de ksovo, tavai mishum de godim shuloi vishu. So we see klal that we're right, that according to Rameya, the two kiddushim are atzeirech levisha, not for the pshita. Omalohu, isanye behedye, the matzach leitrei kiddushi, tanye, you're right, if it says, omehi kilomishme, from this, akarai the time of the Rameya mishum tarvayu alavisha. Amli loyashke chaisu masnise behedye, but if you would not have found the Baraisal Avishaminele Miplukta the Tvila Shniye, the Masisnikla Fushik Namrinalu, it could be the way I told you. I told you, Hastis, that could be Atul Rameyas also Moide. Rameyas also Moide that you need that the first Kiddush is for the Pshita, not for the first Kiddush is for the Pshita, not for the Labish. Zogt Gemara weiter, Bishloime le Rab Meir, according to Rab Meir, Hainu de Mashkachas lo Asore Kiddushim. There were 5 Tvilois, and there were 10 Kiddushim. So according to Rab Meir, by the first Tvila there was 2 Kiddushim. So Bishloime le Rab Meir, Hainu de Mashkachas lo Asore Kiddushim. We have Asore Kiddushim. El Rabbonon, according to the Rabbonon, the first tvila, there was only 1 kiddush. And the other 4 tvilas, there was 8 kiddushim. So altogether, there's 9 kiddushim. So where's the 10th kiddushim? And for the Gemara, Omri loch Rabbonon, kiddusha basro, ki poshet big day kiddush, the lovish big day chayil, ovid lay hosam. According to the Rabbonon, since they hold that Pshita is a Machayev of Kiddush, so the last Pshita's begodim, when he took off the Big Day Kohune, when he took off the Big Day Zov, and then he put on the Big Day Choyl, so on that Pshita, he also was Makavish. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Asore Kiddushin, Lechomesh Tvilois. Tishava, the Chosrele Tvila Rishoine, Chad Kiddush. Omri Lecho Rabbonon, Kiddush Asiri, Hechosa Kan. That we're missing a Kiddush over here, Kiddush Basra, Shegomar Avoides Kol Hayoin. Upoishit Big Day Kodesh, he took off the Big Day Zo, Veloivish Big Day Chayil. Ovid Lohosom, Shebo Livshet Big Day Kodesh, Gildidon Sviralon, because according to Chama we hold, Kiddush chad a pshite v'chad a levishe. So memele, so the last pshite is machai v'kiddush. Ule Rab Meir, lai mekaddush midi. Shreyei neibol ulbesh bigdei kodesh. According to Rab Meir, the whole tzorech of kiddushes were for the levishe. So now the last pshite, there was no levishe, so there was no kiddush. Let us just see the bottom toisvis. Uposhat v'rochatz v'rochatz v'lovash. So the Gemara darshins that the Verochatz goes on the previous posik and on the next posik, so it's Keilu, it says 2 times Verochatz. Vochenam yamrini pepeke zeh neshech, eskas pecho loisiten loi b'neshech v'malbis, b'neshech v'malbis loisiten ochlecha. So the Gemara in the beginning of zeh neshech wants to say that the love of neshech and the love of malbis applies by kesef, alvos kesef b'kesef, no, then it applies by halvos oichel, sai by oichel and sai by kesef. There's an isser of neshech and an isser of malbus. So also we see that could have one posik and we darshin it hin and tzri. V'taim the perkama the kedushin amrine v'tanakama isal kedaitach damer Rabbi Yosi Aglili lichtev rachmon misayv tokem v'adalta tokem v'adalta pnei zokin. So, and since it doesn't say like that, so we say Tokum goes, and a Seva of Adarka goes, and a Sokim. Vamailoi name Avagav Deloik, Steve Tokum Adarta, Elochad Zibne, name of the Koilophon of Elachav Kiyochav. Vyeshloime Hosam Loishayich Tokum Al Pnei. Because here, the Pasuk does not flow on with the using both words on the Reisha, the Pasuk, the Seva, the Pasuk. Tokum is not loishach tokum apnei, ala mipnei. Kamei loyuchal lokum miponecho. But darta loishach am mipnei, ala apnei. Kedosi pnei zokim loinadoru. Behidach muche psukim shalom heche, lakaman aforish peperik etziulot.
Sagt die Gemara weiter. Tano Rabono, Uvo Aroin El Oyel Moid, Lomo Hubo. Here the Pasuk says that this Pasuk is speaking about after the Avoides Pnim, after his Makta the Ktoires, after he took care of the Dam of the Parvesoyer. It says, Ubo Aaron Eloyel Moyed. Loma Ubo, why did he come now again into the Oyel Moyed? Eini Bo Elolohoitzi Esakaf Veesamachta. He went back into the Oyel Moyed to take out the Kaf and Machta, went to the Kodesh Kadoshim to take out the Kaf and Machta, which was in the Kodesh Kadoshim. One thing. Now, the Braisa continues. V'chola Parsha Kulo. If we learn the whole Parshas Achrei Mois, Nemro al HaSeder, was said al HaSeder, that means the Seder HaPsukim, that was the Seder HaAvoide. Chutz mi Posik Ze. This Posik, which this Posik, if you look at the Posik says that he goes into the Oyel Moed, and then later it says, he's Rochatz Besorai, And he does oilosoi va'oilasa'om. So it would seem from this pasuk that he goes into the kodesh kadoshim before he makes oilosoi va'oilasa'om. So the braisa says this is not true. Kol ha'parsha kulo nemra ala seder chutz mi pasuk ze. This pasuk was not nemra ala seder. This pasuk belongs after Eilosei Ve'Eilosom. My time, how do you know this? Why can you say everything is Keseder? Omar Rav Chisda Gmiri Chomesh Tvilois Vasori Kedushin Toivul Kain Godol Mekadesh Bay Bayoim. We have Alocha L'Moshe Misinai, there are 5 Tvilois and 10 Kedushin. Ve'i Kesidron, and if we will say this pasuk was written Kesidron, that means, if you'll say that everything is going Keseder, so we'll learn the parsha says as follows. He started off with Big Days Off, then he did the Avoides Pnim, and the Avoides Pnim will include the Itzos Amachte, and then he did the Avoides Chutz, which is Eilosev, Eilosaom, and then the Tomid, and then the Mesofim and the Tomid. So Memele, so then, if we will say it goes Kesidron, so then we only have 3 Tvilois and 6 Kedushin. And we have Alocha L'Moshe Misinai that we need 10 Kedushin and 5 Tvilois. So Al Kolchoch, we say that the Hitzoas Kafa Machta is after Eilose Ve'Eilosom, so then we have 5 Tvilois. That means that he starts off with the big day, he starts off 1 tefillah for Big Day Zov, the Tomid, then this Big Day Lovon for the Avoide Bifnim, for the Aktore Bifnim, for the Dam Por Vesoyer Bifnim, then he makes a Lose Va'oila Sa'om, that's in Big Day Zov, then he makes the Kafo Machta, that's in Big Day Lovon, and then he makes the Musaf and the Tomid. Let us see Rashi. Sagt Rashi, Boarne loyal moid nemer acher shegomar haktore umaten dom in parvesoy. Lomobo, ala hechel, ari gomar vidoisov. Af mikrezele pirish mayasolisham. Ein ibo aloitzi kafu machte sheiniach beina badim, kedersivenosnes akteris aleish. Shekol la parsha nemra mikrois al seder havoides amischaltes. The parsha was said the way the avoides go. Kisidram beparshe kach seider avoida kach seider avoidosam. Chutz mi mikroze shekosav eitzos kafu machtim avoides apnimis. Here it would seem that it's together with avoides pnimis. Vlei hipsik avoides eloi veilom bintayim.
But really, it should have said v'yotzavo sasei losei. Because shall avoid this ksiv mikrozel, and mashkachas be melosholish trilis. Achas lotomichel shacha, vaachas beine ben avoidus ayoim, kule maitsoes kafa machta, that's the seder of the psukim, vaachas beine tsoes kafa machta, la eloi velaom, bimoma musofim, betomichel ben abayim, la fiko, tsoech la havsik eloi velaom, ben avoidus ayoim, laitsoes kafa machta, vaitsoeson tafsik ben eloi velaom, lotomichel ben abayim. הרי חומש שנה יהיה פייב אבוידס, תמיד של שחר בבגדי זאת, אבוידס היום בבגדי לובן. אלוי ואלוהום בבגדי זאת, על המזבח החיצאים, היצור הסקף ומחת בבגדי לובן, ומוסופם ותמיד של בין הבאים בבגדי זאת.